Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am now going to specifically open the phones up for callers that want to talk about all of the snuff film footage of children, innocent men, women, animals, property being destroyed and murdered by our troops, and the fact that they're protected in these actions, and the Pentagon cynically goes after some Navy SEALs for punching somebody in the nose while condoning torture. That's done as a psyop to make it look like the troops are being persecuted when in truth they're being told to do all this. We're going to play some more video with Mike Rivero, and we're also going to break down the full spectrum of what's happening here. I've got a few other key points I want to make about this when we come back. But, Mike, other points that we haven't made about this whole situation.
Well, the bottom line is that the American people are being fed a major deception operation to convince us that this war is really very good. And it all goes back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War. All war is based on deception because in order to win, a nation has to feel they have the moral law on their side, and clearly we do not. We all know that these laws, these wars were started with lies and deception. So the government's trying to convince the American people who are paying the taxes and providing the children for these wars that there is some noble, good purpose to it all. And there just isn't. These videos are really going to hammer home the fact that we're the bad guys this time around, and I don't think that's going to sit well with the American people. Of course, the same government that's putting drugs into our soldiers to make them kill crazy over there is probably at some point going to be thinking about, maybe we ought to put something in the water to calm everybody down. I noticed this recent talk about legalizing marijuana. The government may be so afraid of the American people that they're going to say, all right, let them get a little bit high. That might just keep them from storming Capitol Hill with flaming torches and pitchforks and tar and feathers. But, it's a very scary time right now. The American people have to face up to the reality of what these wars are, because this is how history is going to judge us. This is why it's so difficult to do business with other countries. Nobody likes us anymore. Nobody trusts us anymore.
Well, I've seen a university study that in the worldwide, the U.S. is listed as the sixth worst police state, only behind countries like North Korea, Cuba, and Mexico, and a few others. I mean, by every yardstick, we are a police state.
We are a fascist dictatorship. The economy proves it, and it's only going to get worse. I mean, history has shown once a nation goes fascistic, they never pull back. They have to keep on going till it either collapses or there's a revolt.
Well, you're right about that, and I talk about this every day because it's now been in WorldNet Daily, AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, Business Week. But Business Week and others are saying it like it's good. Federal regulators are now ordering private pension funds, as if they have that power, to invest their money, quote, in failed banks so it can be taken. I mean, obviously, they're getting ready for martial law. They're talking about taking everybody's pension fund. I mean, this is so lawless, so illegal, so criminal, so obviously wrong. And what do they think the public's going to do? I mean, if 99% don't get violent, the 1% that does is going to be millions of people going ape.
Well, you know, after Joe Stack crashed his airplane into the Internal Revenue Service, I think a lot of people realized the American people have been pushed to the limit. The U.S. government, because of its enslavement by the Federal Reserve System, has no choice but to go on looting the American people to give it to the private bankers. At some point, the American people are going to fight back. There's going to be one foreclosure too many. There's going to be one failed business too many. There's going to be one mass layoff too many. One more. There's going to be a breaking point. There has to be, and that's what the government's getting ready for. I think we're probably going to see the government is going to try and actually force a response in the American people, just like we see Israel doing to Palestine, in order to justify that military crackdown on the timetable of the government's choosing.
Mike, you've been saying that for a long time, and now it's all coming together as anarchist groups funded by the big banks are saying they're going to go out in provocateur actions with the Tea Parties this month. I see staged government terror to be blamed on the Tea Parties. The government wants to have this physical confrontation sooner rather than later. We'll talk about that on the other side of your phone call. Stay with us.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up, responding to the gun camera footage out of Apaches in Iraq, killing reporters, shooting children, lying about them, saying they had weapons. The Pentagon today and the New York Times admitted they lied about a massacre of pregnant women. They dug the bullets out of them trying to cover it up. They killed Pat Tillman, murdered him in cold blood because he was going to come home and turn against the war in letters he wrote home to his family. And I've talked to his family. They understand it was a hit, and the evidence is that it was. The point is, the elites see humans as negatives, that there's too many of us, that we're worthless. They have no love of human life. They see us as human resources to be used and abused. A lot of conservatives like the Patriot Act, like torture, like war, but you don't like unconstitutional government takeover of health care, and you shouldn't. You notice Obama's continuing the wars and torture. You should love him. You can't like one unconstitutional thing because you buy propaganda and then not like another. And our country is bankrupt. These wars cost over $1 trillion a year. What, the Pentagon budget is $1.1 trillion, off budget $600 billion, not counting black budget, close to $600 billion on top of that. That's over $2 trillion. Corporate interests are taking over our society. They're militarizing our police. They're turning us into a prison economy. And to see Michelle Malkin and others defend this footage. Well, we can play your Marines killing puppies. And the Marine Corps admits that was real, killing that puppy. People claim it wasn't real. We can show you the footage of them beating up little kids and making demonic pleasure noises while they do it. We have played that, or running over families' cars for no reason and laughing about it, or killing other animals and other humans and sitting off the sides of roads, machine gunning people as they drive down the highway for fun and laughing about it. These guys are coming back to be cops, and they're coming back to run our lives, and they're deranged. And if they're not deranged, they get listed by Homeland Security as trouble and in the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, and they can't own guns. So to the military and to everybody serving this system, you're seen as worthless by the elites as well. I want to finish up this video that we put together, cutting out the cuss words, of where they've shot a bunch of reporters. Now a minivan pulls up to put a guy in it. There's clearly no weapons. It's got kids in the van hanging out the window. They open fire, then make a joke later about, well, you shouldn't bring kids to a battle zone. Mike Rivera.
Basically, it's this tremendous callousness that we're seeing here. And again, it goes back to this issue that the American people don't vision the war being like this. We're constantly being propagandized that our soldiers are only killing the bad people, and that everybody else in the war zones loves us and is just happy that we're there. And it's absolutely not true. The U.S. government has for decades been playing predatory games in other countries, either overt invasion or covert subversion. Last summer, we had a failed attempt at a coup d'etat in Iran. Now we're finding out that the girl who was supposedly shot down in the street, that whole thing was faked to try and bring down Ahmadinejad and restore the son of the Shah to power. And it's just all lies and deceptions. Our government is the bad guy in the modern world, and Americans don't like that. They're not comfortable with it. They're not comfortable with these images of how Americans are behaving in these war zones. I think it's a major break in the credibility of the U.S. government. I'm not surprised the corporate media is trying to defend it. That's what they're paid to do. But I don't think they're going to succeed.
Well, that's why they're losing. CNN's lost half its viewers the last year. So is MSNBC. They're imploding. But, Mike, expanding on that, you've been talking about how the government wants to start a physical confrontation because they can't win politically. Even Limbaugh agrees that Obama may try to suspend elections, may stage a crisis. We see the anarchist groups, Fed runs, saying they're going to now go attack the Tea Parties. We see the militia getting set up by an FBI informant. Can you speak to these groups that they set up and provocateur to create the illusion and perception? We have a national poll out yesterday showing that a large percentage of the Tea Partiers are actually Democrats. This is a populist movement, but how do you see them trying to demonize the populist movement?
Well, I'd like to use an example from way, way back in 1970 at the height of the anti-war protest. The people were against Vietnam. Too many body bags were coming home. Nobody understood why we were there. They didn't understand that the real agenda was to secure the flow of heroin back to the United States and to justify tax money going to political cronies who owned military factories. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. So anyway, summer of 1970, and there's a multi-college campus peace protest scheduled to happen in front of the Disneyland theme park in Anaheim, California, along Harbor Boulevard. Then once the protest is underway, the protest leaders say, they're not listening to us, we've got to go in the park. They leap the turnstiles, they lead the protesters inside, they start knocking over trash cans. And of course, the press and the police were already waiting there. 24 hours later, every American newspaper had front page coverage of those darned hippies inside Disneyland beating up on Mickey Mouse, and it completely discredited the anti-war movement and allowed the war to continue for a couple more years. Later that same decade, a whistleblower leaked documents to the press about the FBI's COINTELPRO operation, and it was revealed that this entire riot at Disneyland was a staged operation ordered by the Nixon White House. All of these organizers of the anti-war protests were undercover FBI informants operating on every college campus. And by the way, they are still there to this very day. And they organized this protest. They led them inside for the express purpose of tricking them into doing something that the media could use.
And that's now been declassified. And last Monday I came out and said, watch, they'll be a Fed at the highest levels of this militia. They set them up. It's all made up. Now, a week later, that's admitted. But I noticed a few of the militias came out and said, no, there's no Fed, Alex. You're making that up. Those guys must be Feds, because why would someone attack me for defending the militia and exposing that they're being set up?
I'm getting exactly the same thing. You need to understand that they're putting a lot of investment in this idea. They have to demonize dissent any way that they can, because otherwise you know, the U.S. government is finished in terms of its own credibility. So, yeah, there are a lot of FBI informants out there. They're infiltrating these groups. In some cases, they're creating them from scratch. Remember Elohim City that figured prominently in the Oklahoma City bombing? We found out in Carroll House court case that Elohim City was founded and was run at the time by a known FBI informant. The government creates the enemies that you are supposed to be afraid of to run screaming to Big Daddy government and say, save us, save us, save us. Adam Gadon is really Adam Perlman. Yusuf Al-Khattab is really Joseph Cohen. They are all fakes and frauds. The government creates the monsters for you to be afraid of. It's just like the Wizard of Oz. You know, it's a papier-mâché head set on fire to scare you into agreeing to go against the Wicked Witch of the West.
And meanwhile, the Wicked Witch of the West is on the payroll of the Wizard of Oz.
Well, yeah, it's all fraud and deception. It is rule by lie and trickery and deceit. The Hegelian dialectic, create the monster, then sell the government, or sell the people the solution. Global warming, the same thing. Take something that happens naturally, turn it into a crisis, and sell the people a solution. More money, more control over your lives.
And divide the people along left-right lines and say, if you're a conservative, you're pro-war. If you're a liberal, you know, you're pro-government health care, when it's all part of the same monster, the same agenda. And all these so-called conservatives that love all this war and torture and tyranny and lies and buy the propaganda, do you like what else the government's doing to you? Do you like how the government's lying to you on every other issue? It's time to read what George Washington said about not invading countries, about not being in entangling alliances. It's time to get our republic back. I want to play three more minutes of the gun pod video and audio. This cuts in from where they've shot the crowd of reporters, and now they're shooting people that are crawling around on the ground. A minivan pulls in to get some of the wounded. They open up on it, full of children. Here it is.
It's 1-8. We also have one individual appears to be wounded, trying to crawl away.
Roger. We're going to move down there.
Roger. We'll cease fire.
We won't shoot anymore.
If he has a weapon on his hand?
No, I haven't seen one yet.
You guys got that guy crawling right now on the curb?
Yeah, I got him. I put two rounds in here, and you guys are shooting over there, too, so we'll see.
Hey, Roger.
Bushmaster 36 Element is Hotel 27, over.
Hotel 27, Bushmaster 7, go ahead.
Roger, I'm just trying to make sure that you guys have my curb, over.
Roger, we got the curb.
Come on, buddy.
All I gotta do is pick up a weapon.
Bushmaster, Crazy Horse, we have individuals going to the scene. Looks like possibly picking up bodies and weapons.
To be engaged.
Hey, we need to stop that. We get down there. We need to
shoot.
You see my little...
Roger. Break. Crazy Horse 1, 8, you request permission to engage.
Okay, I'm picking up the wounded. Yeah, we're trying to get permission to engage. Come on, let us shoot.
A Bushmaster, Crazy Horse 1-8.
We're taking him.
Bushmaster, Crazy Horse 1-8.
Bushmaster 7, roger. This is Bushmaster 7, roger, engage.
1-8, engage. Clear.
Come on.
Clear. Clear.
Orange.
Coming around clear.
Roger. Trying to,
Clear.
Roger, I lost him in the dust.
I got him.
I'm firing.
You're clear. This is, Crazy Horse. Stand by.
Shoot for some reason.
But
I think the fan's disabled.
Go ahead and shoot it.
I got an azimuth limit for some reason.
Left. Clear left.
All right. And then the rest of the footage is them joking about how kids were in it and laughing at the destruction. This is evil, ladies and gentlemen. This is not war. This is not defensive. We invaded that country. Mike Rivero, I want to thank you for spending time with us. We'll see you again next month.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
God bless you. We'll be back with your phone calls a lot more and Governor Jesse Ventura coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared, and you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list: ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories, books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies, holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stambertz.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com, Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com, hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
Yes, I perpetually burning strong 208 for strong 4 Waco frequency.
Yeah, I just drove over a body.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hyper 5-2 report free change zone 4.
Yeah, I just drove over a body.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hyper 5-2 report free change zone 4.
Roger. Break. Crazy Horse 1-8, request permission to engage.
I'm picking up the wounded.
Yeah, we're trying to get permission to engage. Come on, let us shoot.
A Bushmaster, Crazy Horse 1-8.
You're taking him.
Bushmaster, Crazy Horse 1-8.
We're engaged.
1-8, engaged. Clear.
Come on.
Clear. Clear. Warning.
That is a war crime that you're watching on that tape. And then we have another part of the tape we're going to play later where they are told that there are children inside and they say shouldn't be in a battle. They weren't in a battle. It was an ambulance. It was people coming to get wounded who were reporters. That is a war crime. But I know we're the good guys. Okay, the good guys are the banks that run this country then, and they're getting ready to take your pension funds openly. So I guess you support that too. And I guess you support the police state. Let's go to your phone calls. Victoria, Noel, Evan, Hunter, Herman, Bill, and others. Victoria, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. I would just like to say, Alex, that it is horrific what is happening in the war zones. The Pentagon is run by demons from hell, and they do not represent the American people as a whole. And the American people are pretty much victims like the rest of humanity on this planet. Worldwide, we must wake up to the fact that evil is in control and using the people through divide and conquer tactics such as race, class, gender, nationality, and other mind games they create to keep people from looking at them and recognizing absolute evil incarnate. They want to make everyone mechanistic, soulless robots like themselves, and they are deliberately doing everything they can to destroy America and this image worldwide so that in the process they can destroy the flame and platform for true freedom and liberty and guarantee their dictatorship status power over planet Earth and its inhabitants. That's what's happening.
Well, I agree with you. And again, they use a lot of well-meaning people that are in the military and those that support it to do this. And it's psychological warfare. And our government, our country, has been seized by pure evil and is being used for pure evil. And this is nothing compared to them grabbing Iraqi children and beating them almost half to death and making those demonic cackles and laughing. And I mean, did you hear me play that earlier?
I did, and that I saw that, and it was just unbelievable. But then it gives the image that, you know, this is the American people, when it's not, when they are, you know, they don't like us either. Like you're saying, they're taking away people's pension funds and dumbing the kids down in the schoolhouses in the country and calling it education and poisoning our water and spraying us overhead in the air. You know what I mean? They don't care about us either.
Well, a key point, and I appreciate your call, Victoria, that you made, is that they divide us. And then they always play the good cop. It's like Obama comes out and says, oh, I want to be friendly with talk radio. Don't have such mean rhetoric. We may have to censor you. But then all his surrogates are out saying anybody who criticizes him is a racist and anybody who doesn't want the government running their life is a racist. And then they play the part of the good guys. And it's the same thing around the world. They push global unity under a new world order, but then meanwhile they fund everybody and fund all the different groups to fight with each other. Here's the actual audio of them laughing about the dead kids. Here it is.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We didn't take the rest of my ass.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
And there's some more before that. That wasn't the full clip. I want to challenge listeners to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've written 5 articles in the last 24 hours. There's a video I put up there that is a compilation of just some of them running over people's cars with tanks for fun, shooting people in their cars and laughing for fun, killing animals for fun, and, of course, this new footage. Everybody needs to see that. And you need to send these articles we've got full of all these videos of what the troops are doing so that anybody who's in denial out there will face up to what's happening. But something that didn't shock me, but it still angers me, is that on YouTube, on InfoWars, on Prison Planet, in the comments, there are people saying, yeah, I'm an MP coming back to be a cop. You better watch it. We're doing a great job. Those people deserve to die. Or, you know what? We didn't kill that dog. That's a fake video Alex posted when the Pentagon a year and a half ago admitted it was real. And we've got unlimited videos of troops killing animals for fun. And leaning over them and saying, you dirty, filthy, ugly dog, you're dying now. I mean, just warped psycho stuff that we're supposed to go, oh, those are our dear, darling, sweet little troops. Let's expand more wars. Let's hire them all for our police departments. They're all coming for our guns. You watch. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
I got some hate mail here. People who disagree with me about the troops and what many of them are doing is wrong and the rules of engagement are wrong, that you're welcome to call in. That war is a fraud. Our government put Saddam into power and then set him up. Over 1 million Iraqis are dead. Supporting the troops doesn't mean supporting illegal wars. Supporting people killing journalists when the tanks pulled up in front of the Baghdad Hotel and blew up the Reuters and AP offices. You'll find out when they take your pension fund, though. You'll find out this isn't your government. You'll find out this isn't your country. It's disgusting. I'm going to read her comments and then go to your calls here in a moment. Also, we've got some big developments with Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. I'm told every day, don't criticize him. You're not supposed to criticize the president. It's unpatriotic. That's what America's all about. I've got my free speech. You've got yours. But that's what this neocon says is I'm engaged in hate speech, and it should be outlawed. I love how Republicans now are calling for the end of free speech. They really trained you well in your little Soviet brainwashing. You're not a conservative. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to get started getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Unlike gas generators, or solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. Takes about a minute and a half to hook up. Works great and very affordable. You can also use it in your workshop or campsite. You can give them a call to get a free information package, 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or one word, mysolarbackup.com. And one other great sponsor I want to tell you about is Pure Water Freedom. What a great lineup of in-house filters or filters for your entire water system. They have systems that actually get the fluoride out. Most systems don't do this. Pure Water Freedom, ladies and gentlemen. PureWaterFreedom.com is the website. PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system because you absorb it through your skin in the shower and bath. They have a wide variety of filters that remove all types of toxins from the water, including shower and bath filters. I guess it's unpatriotic, though, to want to drink clean water. We should just trust the government. PureWaterFreedom.com. Check them out today. Okay, I want to read something negative from someone. Of course, 98% is positive feedback. People are welcome who disagree to call in 1-800-259-9231. But this is the type of stuff I get. You know, Tony Schaefer, colonel in Afghanistan and Iraq, said they violated the rules of engagement, their rules. They fired at wounded people. They didn't have guns. They had cameras. They killed those people. They shot up those kids. And then I'm bad to say that they're training our troops to be killers. In fact, cue up that video again of British troops bringing kids into a base, ages 6 to 12, beating them while U.S. troops make demonic noises getting off on it. If this isn't demonic, and cue up the puppy killing video. We're going to play it after that. Just for this lady, Sandra, I'm not going to say her. It says Semper Fidelis. Oh, you're going to have fidelity to the core? No matter what they, it's like Hitler, no matter what they do. Dear Alex, I'm writing to inform you that effective immediately, I've canceled my subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. You won't agree with my reasons, but today's show was an insult to our military and to our military families. Alex, my son, is United States Marines, and I'm very proud of him and the young men that defend our country. Well, why don't you stand up then against the bad leaders that launch false wars and who train our troops to be like this? Huh? Huh? You're saying all this is good. They're by no means baby killers, murderers, etc. Well, I mean, we just showed them shooting kids and... Your show today was a form of hate speech. Oh, see, using a communist term. Now my speech is hate speech. I need to be banned. Your show today was a form of hate speech against the military. You can take an example of a few bad apples, but that doesn't represent the majority of our military. I've had the privilege to be around many young, fine soldiers, and they're the best. They aren't a bunch of losers and hate mongers. You owe the American people an apology. Semper Fidelis, Sandra. Ticket number 166321. Okay. Whatever, lady. I could be on 500 radio stations right now instead of 80 if I sold out and was a fake neocon. You know, we got PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You want to watch the live show, get the films first, see them in higher quality, read my book, Paul Watson's book. But I give all the films away for free. They're all over the web. I promote where they are for free. So threatening me monetarily means absolutely nothing. All I've got is my honor. All I've got is the fact that that war is a fraud and a lie, and the WMDs were a premeditated lie, and then over a million Iraqis were killed. That's all I've got is the truth. That's an evil war. Okay? It's all evil. You notice Obama's all for it. Okay? Get it through your head. Those young, nice boys, the Marines, are running illegal checkpoints under NORTHCOM all over the country. I'm not against the individual Marines, but I am against what they're being ordered to do. Don't you get it through your head? Don't you understand the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that were actually written up by Bush's people and continued by Obama target your son as an enemy of America when they're done with him? But you don't get it. You don't understand it. That's why you're going to lose your pension fund, your standard of living. That's why you're going to be a slave. It's why they're going to let the environmentalists take your property, because you won't grow up. You won't wake up. But, hey, just for you, I mean, there's hundreds of these videos. There was only 300,000 people in the Iraqi army. Let's say they killed them all. That's over 700,000 civilians killed. They wouldn't even let them take those little girls that were shot up to the U.S. military base for medical care. Those little girls don't deserve it. I know you're around all these fine young men that you think are so handsome that come around and eat baked cookies at your house. The point is that we're being baptized in evil, and I'm not going to be part of it. this worship of the military and the worship of everything they do all over TV and radio and billboards. Why do you think that's going on? Because they know that what's happening here is wrong. They know this is an evil war. What is it you didn't hear me read? Like, where is my article? Out of Reuters. What is it you don't understand that the U.S. government's protecting the opium fields? Reuters. You're not a patriot. You're not for the opium now. It's just, don't you understand? Evil people are in control of the government. I'm not saying the entire German military was bad. Hitler was bad. And you know what? The military did what they were told because they weren't going to go against the military. I owe my allegiance to the Bill of Rights and Constitution and common sense and honor. And you're going to figure that out. And let me tell you something. I've been around the troops. I've been around the rank and file. I mean, you realize that in many units, upwards of a third of them are illegal aliens that were hired. In other units, it's gangbangers and criminals. I mean, do you realize what they're doing with the military? I guess you're going to salute all those illegal alien troops. Tell me what the biggest recruiting center in the world for the Marine Corps and the armies in Mexico City. I got to salute the foreign troops in our uniform? Yes, you will bow down to them over the Constitution. That's what matters to you. That's what you worship. All right, I got Ventura coming up, and I want to at least get to these calls that are on the board right now. But let's play the video and the audio of young kids being beaten within an inch of their lives and their crotches stomped while demonic people make pleasure noises. Listen to this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're going to get it. Yes. Naughty little boys. Yes. 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 Oh, please, don't hurt me.
That's enough. See, I'm not supposed to show this because I'm only showing bad apples. I'm supposed to cover it up and let these people get promoted. I'm not supposed to speak out against any of it. I need to sit down and shut up and stop my hate speech. For 6 months, they said this video was fake, and the Marine Corps admitted it was real. I could show you endless videos of troops killing little puppies, but I guess it's a Haji puppy. I guess you'd use the term a raghead puppy. And so it deserves to die. Let's show the video of the killing of the puppy. And here is CNN. Puppy-throwing Marine is removed from the Corps. I guess the Marine Corps shouldn't have removed the bad apple. I guess they shouldn't even have criticized him. The Marine Corps should have said, that's good. But, of course, you're delusional. You'll just say the video's fake, even though it's admitted for a year and a half to be real. Here it is.
Cute little puppy.
Oh, so cute. So cute little puppy.
Oh, that's it. That's mean.
But I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm bad for showing you that. Or Reuters reporters being killed. Or I was wrong to show police in Oakland with a guy in handcuffs, shoot him in the back, unarmed, and then try to grab everybody's cameras and say they didn't do it. I guess I'm anti-police. Our police and military are being forged into corrupt evil right now. And if you don't know that, they have torture camps all over the planet where they rape children. That's the Army's own report. Am I supposed to say that's good now? You people have bought into corruption, bought into evil, and you're going to go all the way down with it. You're just like the Nazis, Germans, you're just like the Soviets, and you're just like the Maoists, you're just like Fidel Castro's people, and you have bought into evil and torture and the Patriot Act, and now it's all going to be used against you. Remember that. Remember that. All right, let's go to Noel in Illinois. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how are you this afternoon, my man?
I'm really shook up, I mean, because I've had to go, subconsciously I've ignored most of these videos because I don't enjoy bashing the military. But, I mean, now I think I should do every show on it for these people out there that are in denial.
You know, for those, there's a documentary, the New American Century. It shows that clip you just showed, not the the puppy punting, but that sadistic military guy, like, seems like he was pleasuring himself while seeing people killed. New American Century, it also shows Blackwater shooting people, just randomly driving in the streets of Afghanistan, just shooting them in the back of their car and just laughing about it. It's quite disgusting. And I feel
You're not a patriot. You're not a patriot. According to them, raping children with battery acid is good.
And believing that Al Gore is, you know, here going to save our lives. I don't believe that either, so I'm bad as well. But,
yeah, you think for yourself. You're bad. You're supposed to sit down and shut up and worship government.
A friend of mine, I think he's going to hopefully post this video on your Facebook page, but Candy Crawley of CNN, there's a video of a soldier just shooting a wounded Iraqi person right in the street, and it just shows her, shows him doing it on CNN. Hopefully posts that up, but everyone needs to be irate about this because the United States government treats our men and women of the armed services like guinea pigs. We all know about MK Ultra. We know that they give them drugs.
But see, that's another thing. They abuse the troops. They warp their minds. They put them in 2, 3, 4 tours, which they didn't even do in World War II. And then we're anti-military when we say treat our troops better. See how the PSYOP works?
It's disgusting. I mean, you have MK Ultra. You have them giving our soldiers drugs, and then we spit them out like chewing tobacco. Our government does, and then we give them the worst health care in the world with the VA hospitals. My uncle's an ex soldier. He was stationed out in Germany, and he has bipolar. So they just give him all these bad drugs, and he just loses it because of these drugs that our government gives him. So,
sir, it's worse than that. Project Shad. They've killed our troops in test. I mean, that's patriotic. Don't talk bad about the government killing our troops. Don't talk bad about the government giving black men syphilis. Don't talk about the government taking CPS kids for no reason. Don't talk about DynCorp running CPS in the U.S. now. Don't talk about it. It's not patriotic. You just have to let them do that to the troops. You don't support them. Put them in false wars. Let them get their arms and legs blown off. That's patriotic. It's sick. It's Pentagon brainwashing.
Alex, I have another thing. Barry Satoro, our war-fighting commander-in-chief, that's another thing we can put against him, continuing these false wars, breaking, you know...
I hear you, Noel. I got to jump to other calls, but since you brought that up, we know he was born in Kenya. The evidence is clear, but we also know his real name is Barry Satoro. That's admitted mainstream news. He was adopted in Indonesia for 6 years. He was in the Muslim schools, but that's okay if he's the president. I'm not saying Muslims are bad. The point is he's lying about it. And his real name is Barry Satoro. We have this T-shirt available now at Infowars.com, a picture of so-called Obama. It says Barry Satoro to show us the birth certificate. And on the back it says Infowars.com. Add to all of this, this new video of Michelle Obama a few weeks ago slipping up and saying his home country of Kenya, and his grandmother's on record saying he was born there. But regardless, we know he's not you could not be a citizen of Indonesia and then come back and get your U.S. citizenship and be natural born. Under federal law, he is absolutely off the list to be president. This is a fact. We got to get this information out no better way than with this T-shirt and with this video. Here is Michelle Satoro, known as Michelle Obama, Barry Sataro's wife, the fraudulent first lady, admitting born in Kenya.
Equality in the LGBT community. He's also spoken out against the stigma surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in
All
Kenya.
Right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. His home country, Kenya. My home country is the United States. My home state's Texas. If I was ever president, I wouldn't get up there and say my home country, Kenya. I guess Schwarzenegger's home country in Austria. Let's talk to Evan in Texas. You're on the air.
Hi, I was calling, I watched the video of, like the Apache attacks on 15, and I was, calling in to ask, how could I get my, friends who are also around my age, like 16, 17, to watch, like, the movies and stuff, and they just think it's all just a joke and stuff. They don't really pay attention to giving much
thought. Move on from your friends. Find other friends. Find people that care. You know, you don't want to hang around with idiots. You know, stop caring what they think. Move on to other people.
really.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't waste your time. I would find people that do care and work with them. Don't waste your time on people that were born to be slave losers. Later they'll wake up when Big Brother hurts them bad.
Wait, can you give me any
But then people will tell them they're not patriotic when they criticize. Go ahead.
Can I have some help on like how I can tell them how to watch these videos and stuff and give them the information?
Well, I mean, they know how to use a search engine, don't they?
Yeah.
End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Truth Rising, Fall of the Republic, The Obama Deception, tens and tens and tens of millions of views on YouTube, Google, everywhere else, or buy the high-quality DVD and support us and give them copies of it.
All right.
Good job. Take the initiative, Evan. I specifically said I'm taking calls, though, about the mass killing that just went on. Point people at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know, everybody's making a big deal out of this video of them killing reporters and shooting kids. The caller mentioned, I remember U.S. forces attack the press at Baghdad Hotel. Pull that up. I mean, they just pull up, they know it's the press building, they open fire and laugh about it. That's our troops, the good guys.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow!
You go to Twitter/The Real Alex Jones to send your questions for Jesse Ventura coming up in the next hour. Here's another email we got from a mother. Alex, I'm listening to your broadcast. I agree with you 100% that our children are turning into zombies. I have three sons serving. Each of them have gone from warm, loving to heartless and uncaring. My one son recently came home from RR. Alex, I cannot even begin to explain to you who he is anymore. He is obsessed with death, war, and now has gone so far as placing his messages on body tattoos. To see him with a tattoo of Satan praying, a skull with satanic signs, his original tattoo was of praying hands. He had that change to Satan praying. I have tried to tell him to take a better look at what he's truly going on. He is brainwashed, Alex. Please continue to let people know what is going on. We need to realize that our family members are being used as pawns. These are evil wars. These are unjust wars, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to destroy America. This is bankrupting America. But a lot of you sign the dotted line. You want to be part of it. You've bought the lie. And so we're all going to be judged. Just know that right now. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up about 3 or 4 minutes. Then we're going to get to Hunter, Bill, Jeff, Casey, and Cole, probably when Ventura's on. So I'm going to get to your calls. But I want to bring Ted up for about 3 minutes because gold has been racing up again. Ted bought it back at the 1,050 level with it up above 1,130 right now. He's almost run out of the gold and silver coins that he bought when gold and silver were lower. So I wanted him to briefly give you that offer because you're not going to find a deal better anywhere. He also has a deal where you get a quarter or fifth of an ounce European gold franc coin and get a free international forecaster newsletter subscription, $159 value for a full year. There's no deal as good as that, but I wouldn't just buy one coin. I'd take advantage of the Alex Jones special. Ted, tell us what's on the Alex Jones special, what you've got left.
Well, I mean, really the best buy that I have right now is that franc at 249.68. I mean, everybody remembers me at 261.61 here just a short while ago. That's because gold dipped down there at that 1,080 level, and I was able to accumulate some of those at that price. The sovereign, obviously, is a good buy right now, 312.42 as well. I know that my internet prices have already increased, so you have to actually call for this order, and you have to say that you heard it on the Alex Jones show to get that price. Otherwise, you will be paying a bit more for them. Real hot right now, the fractional silver. I was real surprised to see how well they're doing. It's those Montana people. I mean, they're great patriots, and they're making these 1 ounce, half ounce, quarter ounce, and 10th ounce. They call it the silver sovereign coin, and it really is doing well there too. We have some old 20s and 10s and a small amount of bullion coins, some junk silver, and some older Walking Liberty halves, just a plethora or a variety of different coins that I picked up at that level before silver went from $15 to, what, $18 an ounce now. And now gold just touching $1,140 an ounce.
Oh, wow, up even more.
Yeah, so it's...
So we're talking almost $100 up from when you got these coins. You're passing on that massive savings, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And your purchase also goes towards supporting Ted Anderson, that owns the Genesis Network and Midas Resources. But to get these special deals, tell them Alex Jones sent you, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Look at all the financial news. Look at Bloomberg, how the feds are saying they want to take your pension funds now. It's time to move part of your assets into gold and silver and to physically hold it, 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
Again, that number, if you missed it, 800-686-2237. Coming up in the next hour, former Minnesota governor, movie star, professional wrestler, Navy SEAL, underwater demolitions team, you name it, he will be joining us to talk about a host of issues, and we'll get his take on the latest gun pod footage that's been leaked out of Iraq. It's all coming up on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.